Brooklyn's Radio.
And I'm delighted to have an old friend of Brooklyn's Radio in the studio this afternoon, Andreas Johansson. Good afternoon, Andreas.
Graham, good afternoon, and it's a pleasure to be back on your show.
Indeed, indeed. It's a long time since you were here hitting the airwaves.
Yeah, it must have been, I think it was on a show January sometime.
Right, okay. But I know you've been a very busy man because you've always got one foot in the States and one foot here. And you were into it, and when I last met you, you were into property in a big way.
And I still am. I mean, I'm still a real estate developer at heart. I still have my projects down in Belize. I still do a lot of stuff in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So that hasn't really changed. But of course, now with Bad Boy Vodka, my focus has kind of had to shift a little bit.
Right, indeed. So how did Bad Boy Vodka get going then? How did that all start?
Well, it was really one of these things that just kind of, like, once I came up with the idea, it was obvious that it should have been done a long time ago. I've known Darren Prince, who's Dennis's agent, for quite a long time. And one day, I just asked him, like, does Dennis have an alcohol deal? And he said, no. And I just thought, okay, I got to make a vodka with this guy because he's the perfect spokesperson for a vodka company.
Yeah, for those of the UK who don't know Dennis very well, Dennis Rodman, of course, was NBA star.
He played in the NBA for many years and was maybe the most successful defensive player, rebounder of all time. He's in a Hall of Fame. And since he finished his career, he's almost more famous. You know, he's constantly in the media. He's been on Celebrity Apprentice a couple of times, a number of different shows. And he's, I think we had a report sent to us that he's one of the top 10 most recognized faces in the United States.
Right. Yeah. It's certainly, very, very vivid image and very, very.
Everybody kind of knows him.
Yeah.
Whether you like him or not, you know who the guy is.
And the Bad Boys comes from the basketball.
Correct. Yeah. When he played for the Detroit Pistons, which was kind of like his first pro team, they were known as the Bad Boys. And Dennis has further kind of cultivated that image in the media.
Right, okay. So you're latching onto that with the vodka, obviously.
Right. We're using the Bad Boy name, and we're using, for the logo, we have a tattoo of a bull, which is actually a tattoo from Dennis's chest.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, that's what it is. A lot of people think that, oh, does he like Chicago Bulls over the Detroit Pistons, which is another team he played for, but it's actually got nothing to do with that. It's just a tattoo that we picked that looks nice. We probably did 20 different bottles, and we tested it.
Different sorts of vodka? No,
the vodka is the same.
Oh, the same, right.
Different designs.
Oh, designs, the label.
Frosted,
so,
non-frosted,
yes.
Different logos, different names, colors, everything. And we tested it. And this bottle with the name of the logo just pops.
Just goes. Yeah. And really, were you looking then, why did you decide vodka? And were you looking for a gap in the market?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, vodka, a little bit of an insider thing on the alcohol industry, vodka is by far the easiest one to go into. Say if you were to do a whiskey or a tequila, there's maybe less competition, but it's a lot of work to develop that special taste.
Okay.
While vodka, it's not a secret that the taste is not that different. Like, it comes more down to the branding, which is where I thought this is where we can really.
Is it an easier process as well to actually make the vodka?
It's a little bit, yeah. Well, it's a lot easier. I mean, whiskey, you spend a lot more time. It's kind of like you spend a lot more time in the research and developing the product.
Okay, so it's going to be a quicker process. Too.
Yeah,
so when do you start all this then?
Well, I started the company and I did a deal with Dennis back in November.
Okay.
And we've been spending 6-7 months. Like, basically the first step was kind of deciding, what do we want to do? What's our idea here? And then I interviewed a number of different consultants and beverage executives, and we settled for a group in California called Premier Brands, who worked with us on developing the product, who worked with us on engineering, sort of the sales strategy. So, yeah, it's about a 7 or 8 month process.
Yeah, so is there a gap in the market then for your brand, do you think then?
We believe so, yeah. I mean, vodka is ultra competitive. I think our edge is going to be the on-premise sales, because the design of the bottle has something to do with it. Dennis being involved, like, Dennis is not just our spokesperson. Like, Dennis is actively involved, and anybody that follows him on Twitter or Facebook or anything will see that.
Okay. And how are you going to develop the brand then and develop the growth of the business?
Well, this is the kind of thing where you need to manage your growth so you don't get pulled in a million different directions. As soon as we did our PR launch, I mean, we've been getting calls from Alaska to Florida.
Really?
But we need to focus on just a few areas. So we're starting in Southern California, which is where we're based, where we're building up our base of sales, distributors and bars right now. Florida is a natural fit for us because Dennis lives there right now, and he has a lot of contacts there, and I have a lot of my connections down there too. And we're going to branch in all different states, but you got to do it manageable, because if you have, say, a state with just 5 or 10 bars that you work with, you're not going to be able to give them the support that you need. And that eventually is going to cripple you, because making the first sale of a vodka is not that difficult, because it's the opposite of real estate. When I do a real estate deal, there's huge money always.
Right.
But with this, you know, a case of this vodka is $180.
Yeah, so you got to get volumes.
Yeah, you got to get volume, and you got to make sure that the second, third, and fourth sale will come. So you got to make sure that you have the support network to actually service these accounts.
Sure, yeah, and you got to get the distribution and reps and everything else.
Exactly, and you got to make sure that, you know, when you spend your advertising dollars, I mean, we're going to buy just local ads rather than nationwide.
Oh, that's interesting. So are you going to go and go for local radio or?
Oh, well, radio, television. It'll be a mix. A lot of it will be on-premise stuff. Like,
right.
In the bars, we'll do different incentives with the bartenders and the clubs, and we'll bring Dennis out for certain accounts.
Mm.
So a lot of that stuff is not possible to do on a nationwide scale until you're at that point. And I just want to manage the growth.
Yeah, well, that sounds very sensible to me. Could really take off then. There's a big buzz at the moment going on, is there?
Oh, yeah. We did. We didn't even do a full release 2 weeks ago. We just sent out some emails to people in the industry and some media contacts, and it just went crazy. Literally, about an hour after we sent it out, USA Today ran it.
Really?
And Yahoo picked it up, NBC picked it up. And at that point, I actually myself stopped reading, because if you spend too much time looking at the media, you forget about the most important things, which is sales.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
every time we're mentioned in the media, it brings more notoriety to the brand, which is great. But unless we convert that into dollars,
that's it.
doesn't really mean a lot. That's what I always tell the guys in California. Media was great, but let's make sure we're selling. Let's make sure that we convert this into sales.
Right. Okay. So that's where you're starting then, down in Florida area.
And California, actually. Yeah, we're based out of San Diego, so it's kind of a natural starting point.
Starting point, right.
But Florida, too. And we'll go into other states. We might do that in partnership with other brands. We're kind of working out the best solution to do that. But it'll spread. We'll just spread at our pace.
Right. And it's being manufactured then and distilled in California?
In Utah, actually.
Oh, Utah. Oh, Utah.
Yeah, in Utah.
Right.
Ironically enough, I don't think you can even drink in Utah.
I was going to say, is that a dry area?
Yeah, well, we have to make it there, but then we have to take the alcohol out of the state.
Oh, I see. Okay. All sealed and not tampered with, as it were.
Yeah, if you find a bottle, you know, an open bottle.
I'm a bit surprised. Is Utah a big place to make alcohol then?
I guess it is. I guess it's one of them. Yeah, we looked at a number of different solutions, but that one just kind of fit us.
Plus,
right.
It's safer that employees don't tend to pilfer.
That might be part of the reason. Yeah, I mean,
I'm trying to think. Yeah,
it all comes down to pricing, obviously. I mean, quality control and price.
Yeah,
those are the two.
That's
going
to be important, isn't it? To make sure that, you know, that the quality is there every time that bottle is opened.
Sure, because as a new brand, I mean, right now we're judged on. Okay, they get Dennis Rodman, great. They're in the news, great. But at some point, we're going to be judged on what's the vodka taste like? What's their support system? So all of these things have to work, you know, effortlessly. And that's why we went with a supplier that already works with our guys in California.
Yes, you're not starting from scratch.
No, because when you do that, I mean, we could have saved money maybe by going to even another country. But for us, it's all about quality and the longevity of the brand.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got a big market out there in the States. So I mean, just thinking wildly about taking it to Europe or other continents. But you've got to start small, I guess, and gradually build.
Absolutely. I mean, launching this kind of company, again, with Dennis's well-recognized face, I mean, he's a walking billboard. It's kind of like lighting a cigarette with a flamethrower. You know, you got a lot of things going on. We're already getting calls from Europe and Australia, and I kind of tell them, look, guys, we'll get there, but it's not going to happen right now. But no doubt you'll be able to order a Bad Boy Vodka here at some point in the future.
Yeah, indeed. Great. Well, it sounds really exciting stuff, Andreas. So you're really, really up for
it. I'm excited. I wake up in the morning and I think about vodka and I go to sleep thinking about vodka. And as I say that, I realize out of context that wouldn't sound right.
I'm
very, very, very excited, and everybody is.
But you still wake up with your first cup of coffee.
Still do, yeah. But everybody's excited, which is great.
Good, good, good. So I believe you're back to stateside tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going back. We have a launch event Friday. San Diego.
Right.
We have a big, actually the more important thing for me right now is we have a big webinar tomorrow with brokers, distributors, media people, where we're going to kind of present a lot, the stuff I told you now, but a lot more in depth.
Sure.
With my guys in San Diego that are really kind of the alcohol experts.
Yes.
Like I'm a sales guy.
Yeah.
I'm a sales guy and I'm a numbers guy, but I'm not a guy that knows all the ins and outs of the product. So that I'm really, really excited about that.
You got some, so that webinar is going to be really crucial.
It'll be crucial. I mean, we're actually, I think, oversubscribed right now. So we're working on a solution to get more people on, which is, it's a nice problem to have. You know, I could tell you that.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Well, we wish you from here at Brooklyn's Radio every sex success.
With every that. Sex with yeah. All right. I'm not sure
I'll get... Didn't come out just right, did it? Can we edit that?
Hopefully I can have both. I don't know.
Anyway, we wish you every success, I was going to say, Andreas, in your new venture, and for you and for Dennis as well. Sounds like going to be a great event and a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, and thanks very much for having me on the show.
And thank you very much for coming in to chat to us, and we wish you every success. Brooklyn's Radio.